Hello, this is Brent Elliott with Four Roses Bourbon, and you're listening to the Bourbon Podcast.
Oh my gosh, we've got a good one for you today. So we're doing another episode of Double Barrel. We got Kyle.
Maybe, Joe. Maybe our last.
Our historian. Yeah, and so for Heaven Hill is now unanimous, 2-0.
Yes, undefeated.
Undefeated. They so the first one was Pikesville versus
Handy.
Thomas Handy.
Yeah. We broke a lot of hearts with that one. For everybody who's been spending tons of money on BTAC, we actually picked Pikesville.
Everyone.
And by everyone, we mean us. Not that Handy's really good.
Oh, yeah. That
Pikesville
one,
that is exceptional.
Yeah, that's right.
So then we broke a few hearts. We had Old Rip, Pappy 10 versus...
Versus Larceny Barrel Proof.
Larceny Barrel Proof. Yep, which one was it? B522?
Yeah,
May of 2022.
So we unanimously picked Pikesville in the first episode. We unanimously picked Larceny Barrel Proof in the second episode.
Both Heaven Hill products.
Heaven Hill.
Yeah.
And so now we've got a big... Now, listen, I'm going to tell you now. We're going to end this podcast if we've got Pappy 15 versus... But this is a 2016 bottle of Pappy 15. Joe verified it. Joe's the only one that actually can read the etching on the back of a bottle.
Only with my glasses.
Only with his glasses. And we've got against Cash Strength
Makers.
But this is the second batch of the Cash Strength. So I don't know if that's like a premium batch or I have no idea.
We're going to find out. I'm still not sleeping well.
After the Pikesville episode,
I'm just trying to want. Maybe we had to discontinue the whole
everything that was serious. Like everything that was good to Joe is now like
his whole world.
Like his whole world is
crushed.
Has changed. All right, give us the stats, man. Pappy 15 versus Maker Mark Cash Strength.
And I'll keep the Pappy Van Winkle's Family Reserve 15-year-old more abbreviated. If you listen to the ORVW, we already gave you kind of a background on Pappy Van Winkle's, but in that podcast, Ben had mentioned that he might get some hate mail over calling the 10-year-old a Pappy. And
Julian Van Winkle calls Pappy 10. I'm going to call it Pappy.
I agree.
What was that? What was the movie? It's like, his mama called him Clay. I'm going to call him Clay.
I don't know.
And as we said in the last episode, it was Julian who was honoring his grandfather, Pappy.
He's coming to America, by the way. Talk about, all right, anyway.
In the
great movie. Sorry.
Exactly. The 2000, I'm sorry, the 15 year that we're going to drink today was originally up until, 1989, was Old Rip Van Winkle 15. It was not Pappy. And it was changed and named Pappy. And that's why you'll see the picture of Pappy on the 15, 20, and 23.
With that big cigar?
Yeah, let me see that bottle.
Simply to honor his grandfather. So prior to that, it was always referred to as an Old Rip Van Winkle.
And here's the thing, too. You need to go, if you haven't listened to the Julian Van Winkle episode, you need to go back because we asked him a couple of questions. Which of the Pappies does he prefer? He picked 15, right?
I mean,
I asked him if there was one person dead or alive that you could have a bourbon with, who would you pick? You need to go back and listen. I'm going to go tell you who he picked. But, when we asked that question, you could say George Washington. You could say Abraham Lincoln. You could say Taylor Swift. And it's interesting to see Travis Kelce. You can pick whoever you want, dead or alive. And it's very interesting to see who people pick.
Oh, that's a great question.
Yeah. Well, and if I remember correctly, actually he had a flask, you were there on site, of 12-year-old in his back pocket. That is his everyday go-to. Is that 12-year-old being a perfect balance of age.
It's actually 15.
But it was a 15 in his pocket.
Yeah, he usually prefers, he likes Weller 12.
Weller 12, yeah.
So if you read Pappyland, and he was asked that question, he picked Weller 12. That's the one he would take to the races with him.
Yep.
But when you ask him which of the Pappies does he prefer, he prefers the 15.
Well, I mean, people, nice. Well, do your rundown.
No, go ahead.
But 20 is the, you know, 20 is kind of the one that put them on the map.
Right. Like one that's what I was about to say. I mean, I think wouldn't you say that most people would probably pick the 20 or the 15? Like if they had to pick one.
They picked the 15.
Yeah.
And there's a reason for that. I'll jump forward a little bit, which is that the Pappy 15 is considered to be like the one-stop shop, you know, for the complete Pappy. And with this logic that the 10-year-old is a little young, that the 12-year-old Lot B is underproofed, and that the, you know, the Pappy Van Winkle 20 and 23 era are just bordering a little bit on too old and too oaky.
That's a long time. I mean,
at a low proof.
Yeah.
And so the perfect balance, at least according to most of your aficionados, is the 15 year. Because it has the right proof, the right age,
107,
right amount of oak. Exactly. It's the perfect Pappy if you were going to drink.
All right. Give us the stats.
We better pick it. All right.
No pressure.
No, it's okay. And so just again, real quickly on this, a little background on the Maker's Mark cast strength. Because for the listeners, it is Beam Suntory. So it's a Jim Beam product. So
is there malt in the?
There is a lot of malt in both of them.
In both?
Yes.
Yeah, malted barley, buddy.
There is a healthy amount speculated in the Pappy, and they're undisclosed in the Makers, over 10% malt. Okay, so the Beam Suntory. So, you know, in our first go around, we had Heaven Hill, you know, versus, you know, old Rip Van Winkle Distillery via, you know, Buffalo Trace. And so now we have Jim Beam, Beam Suntory versus our Buffalo Trace again. Yep. And so this is really interesting. So Maker's Mark began with the Samuels family's 1953 purchase of the Burke's Distillery. And the Burke's Distillery had been open since 1889. So long history of making wheated bourbon and bourbon. Makers was introduced in 1958. It was to the world, but this particular cask strength series originally was introduced in 2014, but it was in these 375 bottles.
No, I didn't remember that.
And they, you know, it was just kind of like a, let's just see how people respond to these. But in 2015 is believed to be like the first year they were marking, like they were going to do specific releases of batches. And so this is batch number two in 2015 of essentially, you know, non-chill filtered, you know, wheated bourbon.
Yep.
You know, so that basically means it's not going through that extra filtration process. And so it's going to be more uncut, unfiltered, and it's at barrel proof. And so the specs on these, all right, 107 proof on the Pappy Van Winkle. We talked about last episode, if you were listening to our listeners, that 107 proof historically is kind of known as barrel proof whiskey. And so although we see today barrel proof being much higher proofs, a lot of it has to do with barrel entry and things like that. So we're going 107 proof versus 111.6 proof on the Makers. Very close.
Very close. That's great.
On the age, 15 years versus roughly, I'm guessing closer to 7 years on the Maker's cask strength. $119.99 is the MSRP, but secondary market is what on the 15?
It's a couple thousand dollars.
Yeah.
Right.
Minimum $1,500.
Yeah.
Upwards to $2,500. $43.99 for the cask strength. And you can find it on the shelf if you look hard enough for it.
You can.
What would that bottle be right now if you wanted to replicate the?
So this one, we're going 9 years old, but I'm still guessing $75.
Oh, seriously? Oh, wow.
$75.
Yeah, and this is shelf price for the newer releases.
Right.
$44.
It goes for $44.
Yeah. And some places might be $47, some might be $50, okay. Roughly $44.
The concept is, and we've, you know, I forget why we came. I think we were doing the, we were drinking Oak Lore.
Yeah, and I wasn't here.
You
two came up.
I would put the Oak Lore rye up against any rye that I've ever had. And I say that, I mean, but honestly, when I tried Oak Lore rye, I was just blown away. So afterwards we were talking, we said, we need to come up with this allocated versus non-allocated challenge that we do in the blind. So the process is these were selected by honest to God judge who picked these, put them in the bottle or put them in the glasses and then sealed the envelope.
That's right.
So we have no idea which one we're drinking. Yeah. The first two were a surprise to me.
Yeah.
You know,
you guys were sitting around brainstorming, like, what can we do to really just destroy this podcast and make sure?
Yeah. Make sure no one ever listens again.
It's a good thing we don't have any money in this thing.
Yeah.
But you have a little money in it.
By the way, speaking of money,
Kyle DeVoice and I do not have any money.
We did launch our new website.
Yeah.
So if you go to bourbonpodcast.com, it just launched a week or so ago. It has all of our Instagram feed updated automatically, all of our podcast episodes, and we also have a new section that's updated automatically. So anything you want to learn about whiskey or bourbon, you go to bourbonpodcast.com and you're going to see it's up to date.
All right. One last statistic is really important. The mash bill on the makers is 70% corn, 16% wheat, 14% malted barley. So it's got 16% wheat. The Pappy's is not disclosed, but it's speculated to be roughly the exact same recipe.
That much malted barley in it?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, that's not crazy.
You're probably thinking 10 to 14%. Yeah. I mean, typically we see 5% just to take the edge off. But what makes it interesting, the malted barley, you know, like you think about scotch and things, it produces really interesting flavors and that higher. So you got about 30% of this is either wheat or malted barley.
Your flavoring grain.
Yep. You got it. Right. And so anyways, this is going to be exciting.
Well, there's about on the secondary, there's about a $2,000 difference in these bottles. So
it was between 2000 and zero. Yeah.
It is noticeable on the nose, the difference between three and four. To me, four, I'm getting a lot of the, and honestly, it's like almost like Irish whiskey. Mm. Joe's got a.
You think so? You think it's that heavy malt? That's
really I really do. I'm getting just a lot of malt on four.
Tell me what I'm nosing, Joe, because.
What are we supposed to be sniffing over here, Joe?
Tell me what I think.
You know, there's a lot of corn in here, so you should be getting
vanilla and caramel.
Yeah. And what you probably, this is a tough one, because to me, they both kind of have different aromas, but they both have vanilla and one might have a little more caramel. But, you know, cherries are always a big thing on this or fruit. And so this is a tough one. You're looking for a sweet vanilla and maybe a little bit of caramel profile, right? So
while you two are nosing, I mean, the interesting thing about Makers to me always has been it was like one of the first premium bourbons, right? It was kind of one of the first to elevate or attempt to elevate the category. But two, they've really held out on doing anything but the core product. Like they were the last ones. And now they've kind of gone the other way almost.
Not really doing anything but the core, right?
Right.
Did a toasted.
But if we stick to the weeded theme here, you know, again, you know, Heaven Hill has their Larceny and Larceny Barrel Proof. Jim Beam has Maker's Mark. All the Weller series on up or Buffalo Trace.
Yep.
So I think it's very interesting when you think about, like, I mean, they all have their weeded. They've been producing them a long time. I'm not going to be surprised if we like both of these.
When did Beam acquire Makers?
So Makers was established in
the 50s, but it was independent for how long? Maybe it was a long time ago. Beam got involved. I don't know.
Yeah. 1958 is now. And again, it was Maker's Mark Distillery back then. I should know that in terms of when Beam purchased them, but regardless, they're now part of the whole Beam Suntory.
Yeah. Massive
conglomerate.
You know, we did the Makers,
but I should say that this is actually distilled still out of Loretto.
Yeah, they're made. Yeah, yeah.
Kentucky.
Core.
Yeah. I mean, it's just kind of interesting. Like they never, unlike Pappy, which moved, right? They closed
to
Buffalo Trace. This is kind of, I think, constantly been produced.
We did the one. Kentucky. Which one did we have the Makers where they added staves? Remember how oaky that was.
That was great.
It's like you were chewing on an oak tree.
Yeah, and that was an Ellie. Yeah, and that was they were doing those twice a year where they're doing different staves and different.
I was not a fan of that.
Oh, really? I kind of like that.
There's been
that.
Some Maker product that I like. The core product I think is very good. I'm never disappointed. The cell or the sorry, the cast strength I've always liked. Yeah.
The Cellar Age.
Cellar Age, I thought was okay. I thought it was good.
We were underwhelmed by that.
I was underwhelmed relative to the hype.
I really like the LE series. I honestly do. And they've only done it for a few years. And I think the one we did, I really like that one.
But what is LE? Limited
edition? Limited edition. Yeah, yeah. And they were doing twice a year is what they've been doing for about 3 or 4 years now. I'm having some problems because this, the number 3, as it's labeled on our glass, has so much vanilla on the nose.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And that can really mislead you for a whiskey that's 15 years of age that maybe is being masked by some of those drier tannins, you know? Like, in other words, I'm saying I really like the nose on 3, but it may be that it's because it's a younger whiskey, but I don't know. Let's see.
Like, I feel like I know which is which.
I think I do too, but I've been surprised before. Yeah. In fact, I've been surprised twice before.
You have. We all have.
Boy, 3, the flavors are just really nice.
Yeah.
Lots of flavor on 3. 4 is kind of like...
I don't know. I don't know that I agree with that.
God, I really like 4.
I like 4 too. Yeah. So,
4 has just got... There's so much... it's hotter, but man, the oak, the long finish on that. And the
so here's my
coming
take.
Out and blackberries on the back end.
Here's what I think. I'm going to throw this out here. I actually think 3 is the Pappy. It reminds me of when we did the Old Rip. Mm-hmm. There's like a little more of that tannin, oaky flavor. I think I prefer number 4, though.
Do you really?
But I say that.
This is not going to be unanimous.
That's fine. I say that to say that, like, I think my issue, this is my personal issue, may be that...
You got lots of personal issues.
We don't have enough time, but the flavor...
No other podcast.
The flavor profile I like is, I think, doesn't lend itself to older
whiskeys. I think 4 is the 15. That's where I'm going. Oh, and the reason I'm saying that is like the viscosity is like nutso in the glass.
I'm so confused.
And you get you're getting these different type of fruit, peppercorn, and a big oak finish long.
You get the peppercorn, Ben? Is that peppercorn?
I don't. Thumbs up,
Ben?
Thumbs down for me, man. I don't know what the hell a peppercorn is.
So my preliminary is 4, I'm with you, Ben, and I'm going to get roasted again. I'm 0 for 3 here.
You right now, you are saying you prefer 4 a little bit, or you prefer 4 a lot. You prefer 3.
I like 4. Man, 4 is just
I really want to
super. Think about this. Okay, do me a favor and just chew on number 4.
I will. Hold on. I'm back to 3. Oh, remember, we're not chew the, on the four, goal Ben. of this is not to figure it out. The goal is to choose which one you like better. So, keep enjoying.
I think the caramel and brown sugar and the fruit flavors on 4 are just outstanding, but I'm going to go back to 3 here.
They're both really good. But 4 is just like
God, another sip of 3. That's good.
They're so different. They're just so different to me. Like 3 is, and I don't know how to describe it. I can't say, I taste cherries and leather. And I don't taste any of that. I say it's got a little more punch to it. Like it's more complex.
The proof,
4
the
seems
proofing
simple
is,
to me.
Yeah, and the proofing is pretty close here, 111 to 107. And so really the age is the difference. The recipe is probably pretty similar. It could be that we're being fooled by that younger, hotter whiskey on number 4, but
I do think you're really right, though. I think there's a little bit of peppery and then like a little bit of the dark fruit. 3 to me is delicious, but it has a little more of that like oaky tannic taste.
Boy, it's creamy though.
Yeah.
That's really hard because
it's hard. They're both really
good.
It's
such a smooth. I mean, like we like so much flavor in our whiskey, Kyle.
I know, but it's a very smooth.
We're like big proofers.
Yeah, I think that's the issue that I'm
and that
like,
could
3
be.
Has more flavor than 4. I'm not saying 4 is bad.
Oh, see, I don't. Yeah. I think 4 has more flavor. 3 is like
really
beautiful, well-rounded, creamy whiskey. That's how I. That's
long
how I,
finish. That's kind of where I am too. I think 4 just explodes with flavors, but
yeah.
I prefer 4, but I wouldn't be shocked. I wouldn't be shocked if 3 is the 15 because it has. I have to drink more of it, but. It
All right. So if you had to take a bottle, you're This is the last sip of whiskey you're ever going to have, and you've got to pick between three and four. Joe?
I want to go back one more time and let you guys pass around, because I think three is like, it's the complete profile.
It's really good.
Yeah. And it doesn't have too much of anything other than, you know, it does have that long finish.
All right,
but
Kyle,
let me go back to four.
Your last sip of whiskey ever.
And I don't know.
You got to pick between three and four. Which one will be?
I'm struggling because three has grown on me as we've been sitting here. It is super well rounded.
Yeah.
I think I choose four. Like, I just think what I like about whiskey, I take four, but I'm fairly convinced three is the Pappy, and we'll see.
Four is really good, and it's, to me, it's not, like, I don't get any heat on it. I don't get, like, for the amateurs that are trying to avoid the heat.
Just buy Pappy 15.
just instead of paying your mortgage, buy a bottle of Pappy 15. Four to me is simpler.
Whoa. I don't know. Simpler. Just
simpler.
It's confusing in a little ways because there are a lot of different
flavors. There's a lot
going on.
I think there's a lot. Yeah. I don't agree with you, Ben. I think there's a lot going on.
But I take three. I prefer
you take three. Yeah.
I prefer three because four is just not complicated at all. To me, it's just like.
Okay. It's fair. What's your take?
That's something down for him.
What the
like?
No, it's not thumbs down. I'm just saying. I mean,
we are really parsing here because they're both very
good. But I honestly, to me, four tastes a lot like that cellar aged, which I did not. I mean, I liked it. I'm not going to pour it out. But you know, since we did that proof positive on cellar aged, I have not opened that bottle again.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to take that home then. Where is that?
You gotta go on the fourth bourbon.
I brought that over, and I need to pull it out of his like $10,000 safe over here, Kyle.
I'll take the
accidentally take the 23 that was signed by Julian Van Winkle.
When you got teenagers, you need a safe.
That's fair.
I almost need to have a slight pour of each. This is so tough because. That last
give me a little more 15.
Nope. The last three that the glass of the number three we talked about really had a I could see where that could really open up with a few more drinks, and it seemed to be a more complete profile. But the four, it's got a lot more going on.
You gotta
like
pick.
You said, Kyle,
you got to pick.
Well, more than picking, I just think that they're, you know, I think that the, I'd like to chew on it a little bit more.
Well, I bet you would.
Because I really would.
This is not a 2-hour podcast, Joe. Kyle picks three over, or picks four over three.
You pick three.
I pick three over four.
Shit.
It's all down to you.
The envelope is here. Make your choice.
You know, I'm going to, just based on the last, drink I had on the three and the four, I'll go with the three being the more complete whiskey, but I really, really like the flavors coming off number four.
He abandoned me. All right. So
I feel like I need another glass. Of
I know.
This.
We can't do that in a blind.
Yeah. Well, no,
unless you just want chug from the bottle.
Oh, that's right. I didn't think about that.
It's a blind.
Shit. We need more.
We'd have to get the judge back down here.
Wherever would we find her? All right, so I'm gonna do it. You guys right? So
let's do it.
You guys both take three.
We take three.
I take four, but I believe three is the Pappy.
I don't know.
I would
At
like
this
to
point,
take
I have
them,
no idea. I'm so confused.
Yep, three. Yeah, Pappy 15. Yeah. Four makers.
All right.
You know what it was? The three that I liked about it was it had that like creamy, not too much of it wasn't exploding with all different kind of flavors. It was really delivering this really compact.
So every sip I had of the Pappy, I was like, it got better every time I sipped it.
That's what I'm saying.
It's like it kept, no, I know. It like kept coming up relative to what I know was the maker.
You know what turned me off on four? And I'm not saying four was bad, but first of all, it tasted like cellar age to me. It's right there. Grab it.
I'm gonna have a little more of that Pappy.
It was on the nose. Like I just got this overwhelming rush of malted barley. I was like, damn.
Yeah, that's what
like an Irish
I didn't get that at all. But the three on the nose, I thought, you know, was definitely with the, you know, had all, it was like the vanilla bomb to me. Like it really had a better nose. Now, but the
you
flavor,
have some more Pappy, by the way.
But Ben,
I'm gonna have one little tiny little.
Me drink. Too. But Ben, the
just tiny little.
The four, I mean, the cash drink makers to me had a lot more going on. Okay. And that's like one of those things where if you're the kind of drinker that wants explosive, mm-hmm. right?
Is generally you want you and I.
Yeah. Which we like, right? Yeah. You want explosive flavors coming out of the bottle. To me, that is your maker's cast drink.
Well,
and so and for $47 a bottle.
Well, that's true. That's
I will
true.
Go all day with the maker.
All right. So you're right on that. You're right. I mean, an extra $2,000
what is
a bottle.
I know.
But I tell you what I do want. You guys I want you to try the Cellar Aged again, because I do not think there is any difference between what we just tried and the Cellar Aged.
Well, I didn't dislike the Cellar Aged. Yeah. It's just that I was like, well, it was getting so much hype, right? And that's what's interesting.
Well, because it was the first time they had done that.
They've been doing it for four years, and it's an experiment of high and low rickhouse.
It was an experiment. Okay,
how they would do the barrels. And honestly, I really liked it.
Did you really?
I did. And I like all the makers offerings.
At least
if I'm in Vegas and I'm throwing dice.
A maker's sponsorship or something?
No. If I'm in Vegas and I'm throwing dice at 4 o'clock in the morning, mm-hmm. and I just want to pour a whiskey, just pour me a glass of
brother
of,
at four
of
in the morning. You're easy money for Vegas.
Maker's neat, because there's something about that weeded bourbon.
Oh, it's fantastic.
And you can get it anywhere.
I think the cast strength actually is brighter and more interesting, at least in my memory, than the Cellar Aged. But anyways, that's not the point here.
Hey, remember
the red top over there. Grab
for all the guys that drank Makers that we made fun of all those years of high school, it is a good whiskey. Oh, I want that. Oh boy. No, that's different. That's not the LE. Which one's that's different.
That's the Cellar Aged.
Yeah, that's the Cellar Aged.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was talking about the LE we had. Remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, honestly,
that
Joe,
blue label.
Joe, I'm gonna hurt your feelings. I gave that away.
Exhaled.
That
he
blue?
Just gave you the long
yes,
sigh.
I did. And I had an extra bottle and I gave it away too.
All right.
All right. So listen.
I'm taking my bottles home.
My buddy Mike. If you're listening, and he listens every episode, you know what I'm talking about. I gave you both bottles.
that guy doesn't need any more bourbon. All right. Two out of three of us picked the Pappy 15.
Yeah.
The other one of us also enjoyed it. That was me.
Yeah.
It was awesome. I mean, that was an interesting one of the three we've done, because they're both great.
Yeah.
I think we all kind of had a decent handle.
Yeah.
We had a decent guess.
I could tell from the nose which was which.
Yeah.
I kind of wimped out a bit so I could sleep tonight, Kyle.
Yeah, no.
I could have joined
you. You backed off. You were with me and you left.
But now that I'm chewing on this, it's so good.
It's fantastic.
God damn.
That's what did I pour? You and I both took a little nip with our generous host here of another pour of the 15.
It's so all good. Right. Thank you very much.
I actually want to try the Cellar Aged again.
And this is 2016.
This is bonus minutes. You guys can turn this off if you want, but this is bonus minutes. Give me that Cellar Aged, Joe.
Well, we don't have to do that.
No, I'm going to do it because I'm going to taste. I don't think there's any difference between this and the...
Ben, it's bad when Joe's trying to end the episode. That's where we know we've crossed the Rubicon.
I'll be fast.
I was going to say,
he's going to tell you how much he hates the Cellar Aged.
At least it's not the Cavalon episode, right?
Again, my apologies to
for all our
everyone
listener,
who works at Cavalon
and everyone in Asia.
Yeah. I was going to tell you,
and everyone in Asia,
tune into the Cavalon episode so you can see Ben at his finest.
That was a fun one. That's one of my favorite listens.
We got so many emails, and I got so many DMs on that episode.
Yeah,
I forget. Oh, I said something like, if you're going to finish whiskey if you're going to finish gasoline
in a
whiskey
bourbon, if you finish gasoline in a bourbon cask,
was very accurate.
I was going to say, if you all were here and weren't in Mexico, sunbathing for the Josh Barnett episode, he would have literally.
Oh, Ben would.
He would have done a whole suppression.
He would have punched me in the face.
He would have put you on the ground and you'd turn purple and you'd be tapping like that. Yeah,
I probably would have.
Because he loves his Kaplan.
As we wrap this thing up.
Hey, by the way, I just went back to Cellar Age for the first time since Proof Positive.
Now you like it?
It's better than the cast strength.
Well, we're not going to extend this, but
look, the point of the episode is really more identifying that we've taken an allocate. There are unallocated bourbons out there that similar characteristics like we're trying to do here. And they stand up.
They stand up.
They're allocated versions. They don't have the name. They don't have the restrictions, but
they punch above their weight class.
And they are enjoyable, and you can't go wrong at the price on the shelf.
So two out of the three picked Pappy 15 over Maker's. And that's probably a very good Maker's cast strength, right? That's
For sure.
I mean, this is an early 2015 batch two.
And Joe struggled before he.
It was kind of unfair.
I'm not
going
to use the word I want to use, but before he wimped out.
I did. I get it. Like, I wanted to pick that one, but I just kind of knew.
I knew the finish.
But you also, we're not trying to pick the one that's allocated. We're not trying to say, oh, this is the allocated versus the not. We want to pick the one that tastes the best. And I think we've done that every time. You know, to me, Pappy 15 over Maker's Cask. But do you want to pay the extra $2,000? Probably not.
If you had, if you're on a kind of dollar per ounce, no.
And it's also not, we're not doing a value pour.
No.
We're saying which tastes best.
Yeah, which tastes best.
Pikesville over Handy.
Larceny over Old Rip.
Shocking to me, but okay.
Yeah.
And by the way, that one was unanimous. And Pappy 15 over.
We struggled. We struggled with this one.
We did. Yeah. They're both great.
Yeah. All right. I don't know what in the hell we're going to pick next, but it's probably going to come out of the safe.
Let's go.
We'll come up with something. Thanks for tuning in, folks.